The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Year Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. April the 3rd,
good morning.
2024, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And good morning, everybody. And good morning to Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And what national day is it today?
Today is... Let's see.
What is this, a surprise every morning when I ask you that?
National Chocolate Mousse Day. I've actually made chocolate mousse several times.
You have?
You've made chocolate mousse?
Can you turn up your mic, buddy?
There we go.
Thank you.
Okay.
So National Chocolate Mousse Day. Is it hard to make?
It was my first time ever separating an egg white and like yolk, but it's not too complicated.
No, that's just, once you do it, I don't know, maybe the chefs would say that there's a certain way that you, there's this expertise, but, you crack open the egg and you kind of jiggle it out, and then you have your egg whites. Right?
Yep. It was also my first time, I think it was my first time using a cookbook, or at least for something as complicated as that. But it was worth it. It was very tasty.
Oh, I'm so glad. And once you accomplish a recipe and you taste it and it's good, there is some satisfaction to that, is there not?
There is, and yeah. When like your whole family appreciates it too, and like
aww, oh, that makes my heart feel good. I think that's why
you have to make a lot of chocolate mousse. You got a large family.
Well, I really it goes down to table, it goes down to family, it goes down to the importance of what it is to gather and be a blessing over your food, family time together, mom's cooking, dad's cooking. I mean, I grew up with both my mom and dad cooked. And my mom and dad raised us equally. So, when I think about, when they talk about mom's cooking or favorite recipes, it could be as simple as a tuna casserole, but it becomes your favorite because it was made by loving hands.
Well, the other thing, your dad used to make was brains, calf brains and tongue. And all those kind of things.
That's the torturous side of his nature.
That was when your mom had she was traveling for a few days, and he just turned his inner sadist loose.
He likes the organs of what can I tell you? Tongue, brains, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what that comes from. I mean, he kind of went between L.A. and Colorado growing up, so part ranch, part loves anything that comes out of the ocean. Hey, it's 51 degrees in the currently right now. When you look outside of the worldwide eye of the studio downtown, it looks like we've got, beautiful skies with some sun breaking through. But today, our temperatures are going to be around 65. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight with our overnight lows of 39. We may have, about 13 miles of wind, around 8 to 13 miles, maybe up to 18 today. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 2 a.m. And we could, like the rainfall of maybe a tenth of an inch. That's what the forecast is calling for. Thursday showers likely mainly after 11 a.m. with a high of 52. And Thursday night, we have about 40% chance of showers. Thursday night with 39. Friday calls for showers once again, 56. Overnight lows of 38. Right when you think that, you don't have to put that down comforter
38.
Away. Forget about it. You got to still keep out that down.
What day is that?
Friday night. Overnight lows of 38. Saturday, 57, overnight lows of 42, and Sunday, chance of showers. So as we look through the boxes here as we do this forecast, it's dark except for Saturday with partly sunny. And everything else has got, chance of showers and dark. So
on today on Channel 7, they were telling us it was going to be sunny all day. And, I could swear that's what he was saying. And but he's got like 12 different weather reports going.
Yeah, that's
right. But today's hay run. Today's
hay run.
Today's
that's
the
right.
Chico hay run.
So. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We need to always bring up our sponsor of the weather, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, the Kinney family. Shasta Gas Propane, bringing you the weather update and the read every day here on KCNR. They are located in Anderson again. Senior and veteran discounts always welcome, 365-3793.
And you know what? We love doing this. We have shows on our station, as everybody knows. We have so many shows, local shows, which is kind of the idea. So we have different groups of people coming in and talking about what they love. And one of our favorite shows, Ask Al, is here today. There's supposed to be three of them, but, you know, and we'll talk about him in a minute. But with Al, of course, and Lenny Matthews.
Lenny. Thank you. And Al. How are you guys this morning?
Wonderful.
Great.
Well, good to be here with you guys.
Absolutely.
You came on our show one time before you started your own show. And we said, I mean, I could have gone two more hours by the time you finished talking about relationships, which is what your show's about. And it was just incredibly informative and fun. And so, well, you could do a show. And so you didn't. How long's it?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
Thank you. A little over a year and a half. A year and 7 months.
And you've really created some incredible, I'm not interrupting, but I'm just saying that you guys, as a team, have created incredible content. And we know that there's people, if they can't listen that night, they've gone to the archives. It's been an incredible journey, and you've covered a lot of things, including a medium in your last show.
Yes.
Not your last, but a couple shows ago. But, you know, so many topics that are that affect us daily.
Yeah.
In relationships and how to deal with death or how to deal with, narcissism, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah, we try, and because if we got ideas or got questions from people, if we didn't know the answers, we'd look it up and try to find the answers for people. So kind of became the not just the Ask Al show, but the Ask Al and Ron and Lenny show, as well as professionals that were out there. We'd go dive in and bring that material into our program as well.
I came down one evening. I ended up on the show as a guest.
You did. And you came sneaking in. It was great.
I just kind of looked in and said hello, and the next thing I knew, I was sitting on the opposite side here, just having a great discussion.
So Lenny, how did you become involved in the L show?
Well, I was very good friends with Ron Lim, and I have been in radio for 40 plus years. I retired, and I was actually going to help Ron with sponsorships for the show because that was my job. And so I met with L, and we fell in love as friends immediately.
Yeah. How can you not?
And so instead of just selling sponsorships, we started talking and putting together topics for shows. They had me on as a guest, and she said, you have to be here, because the chemistry worked together.
Right.
We played off of each other very well.
And then having Ron as a guy in the middle of that,
exactly.
Plus he's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know, in fact, he might be here. Hey, Ron. Hey, buddy.
We didn't wake you up, did we?
Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun, and so Ron Lim just walked in. He's a third of the Ask L show.
Ron.
And basically, you're here to tell our listening audience that, you know, thank you so much for a year and a half. We've loved you. We love that we were able to give you wings and say, wow, you've got great ideas. Please bring your group and come on the show. And
Tuesday
we'll
night.
Create a show around you. And you basically, we gave you the time and said, here, go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she did.
Thank you for that, too, by the way, because coming in and being a guest on your show was the first time I had been on a radio show. And then you saying, hey, why don't you have a show? And I thought, okay. I'll say yes.
What's that look
Ron,
like?
Ron, you want to help me out?
Then
it was Ron, you know, and then I asked him to help out with the show. I knew him and didn't know a whole lot of people. I'd only been here 3 years, didn't know a whole lot of people. But Ron and I had known each other from the past. I'd known him for a couple of years. And then it was something that I had always been interested in doing, and then you guys opened up the space for it to happen. So it was, like you said, a bit of a manifestation of a dream that we had to do, and then giving us the opportunity and believing in it. And thank you so much for that. It's been a great experience, and we're just pushing the pause button for now.
I got a call from her one morning. She goes, "Do you know Carl Bott?" I go, "Yeah, why?" "He just asked me if I wanted to be on his show." And I said, "He asked you? Heck yeah. You got to go." And that's how
thank
it started.
You, Ron.
Well, you know, we've got to take a break.
Yeah, we've got more love after this break.
We've got the whole hour here to talk about shows and putting them together, too. And, you know, because we have a lot of local shows, and probably more than most places don't have local shows, not commercial radio like we do.
Right.
And we are always, always looking for new shows. And we've got somebody else that just came in the other day that I'm hoping that they want to follow through with this. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. Bank we do business with and real happy with. The local board of directors, there are two branches right here in Redding, one in Red Bluff, and one down in Anderson, their newest branch. They've been in the business 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Feel like a brand new
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil to put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard, or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Baselite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220, or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Buford Studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Yes, Buford's under the table and pretending to be asleep. Okay, 7:21 in the morning here on the 3rd of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Been doing this for over 20 years, Jeff has. And nobody's better at fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He is a true craftsman from the old school, and he can go from a small chip to cracks up to 2 feet in length. He fixed a 8 or 10 inch crack on my windshield. It's been so long. It was like 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. Yeah, that's how good it is. For a free inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with the Ask L Show. L.
Good morning.
Lenny.
Good morning.
And Ron Lim, thank you for finally.
Good morning.
Thank you for finally joining us.
Well, hey, better late than never.
You know, the big news in town is Ron's got a new girl. No, he put something on Facebook the other day, and he said, "I'm in a new relationship," and she's like 22, and I mean, just 400 hits on his Facebook page, and it was an April Fool joke.
I didn't know that till now. Till this morning, till Lenny just said, "No, that was April Fool's," and I said,
"Well, you know,
I don't think he ever cleaned it up."
What?
Yeah, you not want to clean it up. Maybe he doesn't want to.
The first, the first half of the people that were commenting, so happy for you, blah blah blah, and then somebody said, "Yeah, April Fool."
That was me.
And then from there on, everybody's like,
immediately,
okay.
I knew.
Okay. So
he didn't think he was, you know, had a side hustle going on.
If,
I knew.
If people for some reason haven't heard the Ask L Show, tell people what it's about.
The Ask L Show is just a show. We started it out because of this lack of understanding between male and female dynamic, for the most part. How men and women constantly and often misunderstand each other in small ways, which leads to disagreements and then can lead to big issues. Just a little small calibration and an understanding of the opposite sex can clear up a lot of issues. So you brought me in and asked me to be a guest on your show. We had a fun little show on some of the differences between men and women. I think one of them is why are men quiet when they're driving?
Oh, that was
and
my
how,
favorite.
Why women take that personal.
And you said something that day I'll never forget, and in the form of the visual of spaghetti.
Yeah, oh, yes, which is not my visual. I got that from, I don't even remember. I can't give credit to, but men's brains are like a waffle. So they have boxes. Everything belongs in a box, and it stays in its box. Women's brains are like spaghetti, and so all of our thoughts and all of our emotions, and it's all connected, and you're going to pull on a piece of spaghetti and something else might come up, which women understand. We can track that spaghetti process.
Women can keep like 12 conversations going.
We can track it.
And keep tracking,
yeah.
Where a man is either waffle or the boxes, where you ask me a question, I walk over in my brain to that box. I open it up. I take it out. We talk about it. I put it back in the box, which, yeah, by the way, all those boxes are very well lined out.
Important,
I
mean, yeah.
And I put the item back in the box, and then I open up my nothing box. Those men have a nothing
box.
Yes, we
do.
Which is baffling to women.
I know. When you say, what are you thinking about?
Nothing.
And then we think you're lying to us and you don't want to share. And then we're like, what? I know you're thinking something. What, you don't want to share with me? What's the matter?
My favorite meme is where the woman is looking over her shoulder at her husband who's sleeping there. He hasn't talked to me all day. He's lost interest in me. Maybe he's got a girlfriend. And it shows what he's thinking about. My Harley didn't kick over the day. I wonder why. Or, gee, I wonder who's going to win the football game this weekend. That's what he's thinking because we have not.
That is
illuminated our thoughts.
And understanding what's motivating, what motivates opposite sex. And so for men, they are motivated by problem solving, being productive. And when a man talks, he's talking for the purpose of getting to the point or solving the problem. He's not talking to have a conversation. Women, we talk and we get it all out, and you are not going to necessarily be able to expect a point because there's probably not one coming. We're just sharing information. But, which sounds silly, but to women it makes sense. As we're sharing and talking about everything we're talking about has an emotional experience behind it. And so we're really sharing the emotional experience behind that event. That act of sharing with each other allows us to get that out. We hold it all right here, right by our solar plexus. I call it the emotional bucket of boat trash. We've got to get it out. We hold space for each other to get it out.
Emotional moment of what? Boat trash?
I call it an emotional bucket of boat trash because it can be loud and stinky and offensive to a man. As we're getting it out, women know. We know with each other. We're just venting.
Yeah.
We're just getting it out. We got to get it out. We hold space for each other. You're doing right now what women do for each other. You're nodding. You're acknowledging me. You're showing me that you're in the conversation with me. You look at a man and you do this, and he doesn't understand what that process means to us, and his eyes are glazed over, and he looks frustrated. We suddenly feels like he's disconnected, and oh, no. And
you're not even here. You've left the room.
Yes. And he's waiting for the point that's never coming.
Right. And there's something about that in the female spirit that we process.
Yes.
And that's how we grow. It's how we nurture. It's so many things that we do in trying to keep the family together, things together. And we talk about it. We talk out loud. I don't know.
We have to process out loud. Processing out loud is how we problem solve. And we're able to know what it is that we want to say as we're saying it. And then we're getting it out. We're getting released. There's a chemical in our brain that's released that soothes us. You'll hear a lot of women say, oh, my gosh, I feel so much better. Thank you for just listening to me. I feel so much better. A man is not going to feel so much better after
that. We're just waiting to hear what the problem is so we can fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, going to feel somewhat exhausted after that, unless he understands that all he needs to do is just sit there and hold the bucket so she can puke all that boat trash into it.
Yeah, but they want to fix it.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and the reason why men want to fix it is because it is a very noble reason to it. He wants to take her pain away.
And take care of us.
Mm-hmm. He wants to take her pain away, and so if I can solve that problem for you, I'm taking your pain away. When we get upset at him, you're not listening, I don't need you to fix it. It's baffling to him because he's showing up in all of his integrity, all of his wisdom, and wanting to take that problem, fix it for you so you feel better. Because the primary objective, the main result any man has is the ability to produce happiness in his partner. And if he can't do that, he feels personally like he's failed. Mm. And that's a painful sense of failure for a man.
And Linda will say this. She says, I'm kind of like, what? And she goes, I'm just venting now about this. I need to get this out. Mm-hmm. And if I hear that, that puts me in a completely different mindset because, it just means, okay, I don't really have to worry about this. So I'll just kind of sit there and
don't solve the problem. Don't solve the problem.
Well, I think, what was the other one? It was, when a lot of times when Linda is talking to me, and she paints pictures when she's talking. And she'll say, are you listening? And, you know, I said, well, you know, I started off at 94%.
Yeah, he always says with a percent.
I said, I started off at 94%, but I'm about 60 right now and dropping quick. And so, which is probably not the thing to say.
Probably not.
But I'm nodding. I mean, if we just, you know. Anyway, we have to take a break here.
Great stuff, guys.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely, Four Winds Jewelry, like for all your jewelry needs. I was thinking about them today. Like, if you've got rings that you wear a lot or jewelry that you wear a lot, you need to go in and see if all the prongs are in place and any loose stones. And they can do the work. And they're honest people, again, locally owned. They've been in business for a long time, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi,
This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I fell in love and I needed a roadmap to find out where you
live. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio broadcasting from the Buford Studios. We are here with the Ask L show. L, Lenny, and Ron. We haven't heard from Ron yet. Ron.
What?
Your whole job in the Ask L show is to give the male
my job
to be the guy.
To be the guy.
Well, yeah, to be the guy.
To be
balance,
the guy.
Balance.
Because
yeah,
everything that, L has said is just absolutely golden. I mean, your boat trash.
Yeah.
Where you
guys
and
see that.
And guys are there to hold the bucket when you're getting rid of the boat trash when you're sharing. Mm-hmm. Ron, what are you bringing to the show besides that intellect and that viewpoint of a pilot, a businessman, a restaurateur?
All those things.
What do I bring? Well, I've, you know, at my
je ne
age.
Je ne sais pas.
I've got a lot
of certain that's good. The je ne sais quoi of
I'm older.
But I said je ne sais pas.
I'm older, wiser, lots of life experiences,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Several relationships.
Several, yeah. So when she asked me to be on the show, I said, you want me on a relationship talk show? I said, well, I guess I do know what not to do.
Yeah.
Right? So
well,
that's important, too.
Right? That's an important perspective. So.
So I said,
what the heck, you know, I'm always up for something.
Yeah, and I think it's so cool that you were so game.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Of course.
And you seem like you're just the type of guy that is just game in life, like, hey, why not? Let's fly over to Mount Shasta and get fried chicken, because I can.
That's right, the KFC.
I'm out waiting in line. I got my planes already, so... Yeah, and so that's the kind of guy you are, your game, and there's something that's very infectious about that.
I think it's a spontaneous kind of a thing that I just go and do whatever. But, you know, at my age, like I was telling you, 76, I can still do it. I'm
love to do
it.
The car shows.
Car shows fly.
And Cool April Nights is coming up,
yeah.
And so, you know, that's
heavily involved. In fact, Benton, just throw a plug out there, they're actually going to bring in the Father's Day again. I just got a call yesterday. They want me to meet with them about bringing in the cars. So, they're bringing it back. So,
okay.
Good news. The cafe is going to be open.
Oh, good. We were up at the doggy park yesterday.
Somebody bought the place. Leased it.
Yeah. The same guy down in Red Bluff, Gary Carden.
This is great, guys. I mean, this is what radio is all about.
He's at the Red Bluff Airport also.
Oh man,
when you go there. You know, he's got the business.
I thought about it yesterday. We went up there for the first time. We haven't been up there in 3 years.
Yes.
Because now we have our new
Well, you know who's coming back is CeCe and Jonathan, who were there a few years ago. They you know, they were the best operators, the food.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And so with the new deck out there.
Yeah, I was just thinking because they had chairs stacked up, and I was like, yeah. Oh, man, that was so cool.
No, everybody's been asking me for three years now. When? So I just got the word.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So we are going to bring back Father's Day.
Well, you come
plug.
On and talk about that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
Cool.
Hey, Lenny, and Ron, why is it that people who have had a disastrous, well, no, you're not a disastrous relationship, but relationships that haven't worked out, why do we keep doing the same things?
Oh, man. There's a lot behind that. It's actually bigger than what we do because there's so much.
Yeah.
There's what's habitual for you. The brain, like, you know, one of the rules of the brain is to stay in what's familiar because that's what's kept us alive. We've managed to survive in what is familiar to us. So some people, that is the pattern that they know. They know how to be in a relationship. We tend to fall in love with people who help us repeat the emotional experience we had growing up. So if you had a specific emotional experience growing up, what was the temperature of the home and the condition of the home, your home life growing up, you're going to tend to pick a partner and fall in love with a partner that's going to bring that same experience, maybe not the same dynamics, but that same emotional experience. So if you had emotional experience of abandonment, then you're going to fall in love with somebody who's potentially going to bring a sense of abandonment to you, is typically what we do. The brain does get wired for a specific way of being. And so with relationships, we will keep repeating that until we take intentional action to do it different. And that, of course, is work because you have to remap the brain. It's like a trail. You know, you see goat trails on the side of the hill until the goats stop going on that trail. The
right.
trail's going to remain there.
Right. And it's almost
short
like
form.
Anything else. When you decide, I would think, that if you have somebody, any kind of addiction, that, you know, you have to want, somebody has to declare that is, I'm no longer going to eat that kind of food or I'm no longer going to do that kind of thing that isn't healthy for me, et cetera. And so as a partner, I'm sure like anything else. Now, what could be an addiction? Shopping?
Yeah, it's called a process addiction.
Yes.
So it's still an addiction. It's still creating the dopamine effect and triggering the – it serves the purpose of – it's actually not – I don't call it an addiction problem. I call it an addiction solution. What's it solving for? What's the pain? Where's the emptiness? What is that behavior solving for? And getting to the heart of that – then a person can begin to remap their brain into recognizing triggers that are leading to a repetitive behavior that actually in the long run ends up hurting you.
Well, Linda and I've had a number of relationships that haven't worked out. Ours has worked out for 16, 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we've both changed dramatically.
You have to work at it really.
I mean, it is work.
Like, you have to change, I think, not totally to the core, but change a lot of maybe beliefs and morph into what's going to work in this relationship.
The new goat
trail.
The
easy thing is to leave.
The new goat trail.
The easy thing is just like, I'm so done. That's the easy thing. So the hard thing is to stay inside it and figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And the older we get, the harder it is to have that plasticity for tolerating the nuances that are problematic in relationships. So when you're young, and you guys have, I mean, you were younger, but not necessarily young.
No.
I'm guessing you guys were in your 40s.
I was 48. He was 58.
Okay. So, you know, congratulations to you. What you did is very similar to what I see. Those and you know, we started New Life Discovery Project, and you'll be interested in this,
yeah,
Carl. We just met with Nation's Finest and a team of those who help serve vets, and so we're getting ready to open up an entire portion of a hotel dedicated to vets, to homeless vets.
Now,
so
you're going to have to come
sorry,
back.
I spurred off on
no,
that.
No, that's
fabulous.
Good because I want
yeah.
you to come back
yeah.
and let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a totally different subject. So let's do that. Let's
and,
talk
and
about
so
that
let's we've got a minute yeah. here, but let's talk about the fact Ask Elle has been on for a year and a half. And because you're taking a pause now, so you won't be hearing the Ask L show. You can always go back and listen to archives, and maybe you've got it. You'll have it on your website or whatever
maybe
it is.
Maybe we'll keep Ask L archives up.
Yeah, and so awesome. The thing is that you've got this new project, but you just also want to say one more time, applause to Lenny
and Ron,
to L, because you guys did it and you had really wonderful content. And you know,
thank
it's
you.
Hard. You've got an hour of like blank air with some commercials, and then you've got to create this house within a house.
Yeah.
And you guys did it. And so, because you always wanted it to be your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave you the space. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. We'll
thank
come back
for
to
that.
Talk about next step mm-hmm. in these last 15
yeah,
minutes
I wanna,
here.
I want to find out what Lenny and Ron are going to do. So we know Elle is just with her new project, but... Yeah, what are you two going to be doing? So this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They have got that new residency program. It's been going on, in fact, almost a year. And they're bringing in the next set of residents. It's a 3-year program for residents, and then each year there's another group that comes in. 2,000 applicants for 10 spots. Yeah, it kind of shows you this must be pretty successful. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And if you want to win an American flag on Friday, give us a call at 530-605-4567 or 66 or 65. Get entered into our contest. Enter as many times as you want. And every Friday at 8:15, we give away American flag. Made in America. And from
the
flag
center. It's really the top of the line flag that is fade resistant and takes up to 90 mile an hour wind. So, in fact, we've got one out in front that's really great. Hey, let's go right into our last segment here because it's really, we've got a limited time here with Ask Elle, the show that has been wonderful garnering our station on Tuesday nights here for the last year and a half. And Elle is very, very involved, and I understand when you start to think about your time, you've got this beautiful thing that you created. You did it. It's wonderful. Your bucket list has been checked off. We feel proud. We're proud of you. We're proud of ourselves that we could have the space, know, that we could say, you know, it's your dream. Let's see if we can make it happen. In 4 months, 5 months, you were like, I don't know. And then boom, a year and a half later, you did it. Every week.
With the exception of a couple weeks.
With your pals mm-hmm. here.
Lenny and Ron. And
so congratulations.
Yes,
and
we will miss you.
So, Lenny, what are you going to be doing now with your Tuesday nights free?
Well, actually, they are my inner circle.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
We are.
That's so cool.
Yes, these are my female inner circle.
All right.
They protect me.
So you guys talk about how you really feel.
Well, yeah. We are best friends. We love each other.
You put that out there and say, tell me what you think. And they'll say, well, it stinks, but we love you. Yeah, we'll work through that.
Absolutely. We slept together, cried together.
Yeah.
We didn't clean that one up.
Well, you know, you probably slumber party.
No, she's just talking about
slumber party.
Slumber party. When I was Nurse Ratchet.
I love it. Yeah.
No, in a different form.
In a different form.
I know.
But
you took care of each other in sickness.
They were literally. My nurses when I had my hernia surgery.
Oh. I was Nurse
she
Ratchet.
Was Nurse Ratchet.
I'm so happy. That makes my heart feel full.
That so just opened up so many weird thoughts.
No, you know what?
Clean it up, girl.
That's really where it's at, man. That is where it's at.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do something on Tuesday nights. Instead of the show,
coffee,
we decided that
dinner.
We're going to still get together.
Yeah, your date night.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we look forward. I mean, yeah. I look forward to talking about life with my best friends.
Oh, yeah, we share. We go to dinners a lot.
Yeah.
Movies.
Cool.
Okay.
Movies.
So, but let's, okay, that's fabulous that you're going to continue on with Tuesday nights as your ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But can we go into, because we're on a limited time here, you guys know radio time. Boom, boom,
sure.
Boom. You're also working, you have a nonprofit that is near and dear to your heart.
Yes. I run a nonprofit called the Kindness Revolution. And what I do, this is all local. We find a local grocery store as a venue, one per month, different one every month, so that we reach all the outerlying areas of Shasta County, Shingletown, Shasta Lake City, Cottonwood, and I get 5 sponsors. They give me $200. We promote them all month on social media, and I take that $1,000, give it to the grocery store, and I print out 40 $25 gift vouchers for food and gas. We put up our kindness flags. Our motto is, we can't say where, we can't say when. But when you see those flags go up, we are giving away 40 food and gas vouchers to anyone that walks into the door. So I have my sponsors standing out there, and we bless 40 people that day. And they're unsuspecting. We have a lot of tears, mommies that are, they don't know where they're going to get their next tank of gas to take the kids to school. I had an old 90-year-old man look at me and say, I'm going to buy some bacon. He had not bought bacon in a year, and he had elephant tears. Well, first he said he was going to buy whiskey, but it's not good for tobacco lottery. Or
alcohol,
yeah. So he said, well, then I'm going to buy bacon. So it is the most fabulous feeling to pay it forward and do a random act of kindness. And the only thing that we ask is that you pay it forward. You do the same thing for someone else.
Okay. Wow.
And so I do that every month. I'm going into Red Bluff next.
And it's called?
The Kindness Revolution.
Do you have
I do.
A website or a Facebook page?
Yes, kindnessrevolution.com, and it's led by Wendy Douglas, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Okay.
They can also get a hold of me on my Facebook page, but I need locals, and it's all local. You have to be local. No corporations, sorry.
Okay. I like it.
Now, with 3 minutes left, Juan. Tell us about what's happening up at Benton.
Oh, well, we're going to have a meeting Friday, apparently. They called me yesterday to bring back Father's Day. And
well, Benton Airport's going to open up again.
Yes, it's open now.
Oh, it's open now.
Yeah, I can buy gas now. I don't have to fly already to get gas.
Okay.
They've opened up the maintenance again. Flight school, I think, is coming. Don't know yet. The restaurant, the cafe, everybody's been asking, but it's going to reopen. I don't know when, soon. It's being remodeled right now. And the prior operators from a few years ago, Cece and Jonathan, are going to take over again. And they had the best food of all of them. And so we'll talk about it more when I know more.
Yeah. Friday. And you're going to have a big Father's Day event up there.
Yes. Cars and
cars. Okay. Is it the fly-in?
I think it should be fly-in still.
So thank you so much. I know you've got a couple more shows.
Three
more.
Three more shows. And so we just congratulate you, all three of you.
Thank you.
And the noble work that you're doing for other human beings on our planet and within our community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Elle, you got to come back on again on a semi-regular basis. You know, in the morning show talk about relationships, which started it all that one day. And if you haven't heard the show for some reason, just go to the archives. And, I mean, you've got a year and a half of shows that they just discuss everything. And I don't know everything, obviously. But there's hints there on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you've been in long-term relationships.
Hey, I've even learned a lot.
Yeah, we all fall back into patterns. All of us, every single human being on the planet falls back into patterns.
And I think it's really, as we look for, like, how do we self-improve? How can we communicate on a different level? Especially when you're married or you're with a long-term relationship, you can fall back into patterns. I mean, Carl and I were both the test of that. So you're always looking like, well, if there's one thing I can do to bring into this new year, or two things I can do to bring in this new year to change and become a better person, a communicator, and that kind of thing. So if you go back to the archives and listen to Ask Elle, you're going, and listen to the next two shows coming up as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for joining us this
morning. Thank you.
Thank
you guys so much.
And coming up next, we've got Brian, our chief.
Chief Barner.
Yeah.
He's coming on from RPD.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being with us, and fair winds and following seas. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The bodies of the aid workers killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza have been moved to Egypt, and from there they'll be returned to their home countries. Israel says the strike was a tragic mistake, a result of misidentification, according to the Israeli military chief. And the Biden administration demands transparency from Israel as it investigates.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said the White House was outraged over the incident and is awaiting the findings of an Israeli investigation.
And our expectation is, and we've made this clear to them, that they'll come clean about what they've learned. They'll be fully transparent, and if people need to be held accountable, that they'll be held accountable.
Despite growing criticism over Israel's handling of the war in Gaza, Kirby said the U.S. supports Israel, which he said continues to face a viable threat from Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
At a magnitude 7.4, the earthquake that struck Taiwan is the most powerful to hit the island nation in 25 years. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Taipei says at least 9 people have been killed, hundreds injured.
Those appear to have come from landslides which have been unleashed right along the east coast of Taiwan. The difference between here in Taipei and the west coast of Taiwan and the east of the island is dramatic. It's very rugged over there. It's very mountainous. There are narrow valleys and the mountains come down right into the Pacific Ocean. And this quake has unleashed many, many landslides that have cut roads, that have brought down bridges, and we think have also buried some people.
Tens of thousands of American homes and businesses without power this morning, a result of severe weather. It pummeled the Ohio River Valley and parts of the southeast. Anytime, any place. The words of former President Trump issuing a challenge to President Biden to debate. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory now. The Dow is up 84 points, the NASDAQ 90 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
British counterterrorism police investigating the stabbing of a journalist who works for a TV channel critical of the Iranian government says 3 suspects fled the country within hours of the attack.
We spoke to eyewitnesses who described people running away in dark clothing and somebody driving them off in a car. We know the police would have had access to the number plate because that was given to them by an eyewitness. The Met's counterterrorism command has said this was an attack involving 2 men in this residential street, and they tracked these suspects to Heathrow Airport where they left the country. Now, of course, at some point a passport in somebody's name would have been used. So they do say we have identified suspects. What they haven't said is what the motive for this attack was.
The BBC's Tom Simon says the victim survived and is now out of the hospital. Inflation in Europe has tumbled more than expected, falling to 2.4%, clearing the way for a potential interest rate cut. News and analysis, townhall.com. Lawsuit's been filed in a bid to outlaw menthol cigarettes.
Anti-smoking groups have sued the government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The ban has been idling at the White House for months. Menthols are disproportionately used by black smokers and young people. The lawsuit comes amid growing concerns from advocates that the federal plan could be derailed by election year politics. The Food and Drug Administration estimates the ban could prevent 300,000 to 650,000 smoking deaths over several decades. Menthol is the only cigarette flavor that was not banned under the 2009 law that gave the FDA authority over tobacco products. I'm Norman Hall.
Uganda's constitutional court has upheld a law that allows a death penalty for what's described as aggravated homosexuality. It defines that as cases involving a minor and other categories of vulnerable people, or when the perpetrator is HIV positive. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. We may have to take him out. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 3rd of April, 8:05 in the morning. And when I say we may have to take him out, that wasn't meant like a hit. That was because our dog fell in love with our guest. But his clothing is not exactly conducive to having Buford be his best friend. Anyway, welcome. It's, like I said, 8:05 in the morning here on the 3rd of April. And the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And it's Chocolate Mousse Day.
There's some more.
Oh, what's another one?
We have National Film Score Day, Find a Rainbow Day, and Chipotle Day.
Chipotle and chocolate mousse. What a perfect menu. Chipotle and chipotle. What is that? I'm thinking of the store, but that's just food.
I also think of the chain.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That is so sad. I read that wrong. That's Child Help Day.
Child what?
Child Help.
Child Help Day. And you made that into Chipotle? I do that. Okay, it's Child Help Day. All right, good. Hey, the weather. Now, I'm a little bit, I was watching the news this morning. They were telling me it's going to be sunny all day. Then I've got the, from the National Weather Forecast, it says showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Wind gust as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low around 39. Thursday, showers likely, mainly after 11 a.m. Friday, 20% chance of showers, partly sunny, so it's going to start clearing up. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 38. Saturday and Sunday, some chances of showers. Sunday night, mostly clear. Monday and Tuesday of next week, sunny with high near 70 on Monday and 77 on Tuesday. So we're still kind of, just when you think we're not going to have any more rain, then some more comes in, then it clears up. It's kind of like spring weather, though, so it's okay. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson. Been there for 25 years, been in the business. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like true friends. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And I'm here today with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being patient with Buford.
Well, Buford's good.
Well, Buford wants to come over and, you know, just love on everybody, but you're wearing a dark uniform, and
he's a light-colored dog.
Yep, yep. He, the dog seemed to recognize the nice LAPD blue colored pants. They like to rub up against those.
Yeah,
but
you know,
that's okay.
Yeah, he gave you the paw. He says, here, you know, let's just become best friends and let me put myself up against your legs here.
Yep, that's okay.
That's the problem with Buford. He doesn't meet strangers. So, anyway, welcome and thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, thank you for having me again.
Well, we love having you guys on. Your captains that roll through, or you know, a couple of different groups, so people get to learn more about the police department, which is what you're doing with your coffee sessions.
Yeah, it's good to have everybody from we refer to it as the leadership team, so that's our lieutenants, captains, and the chief. But it's good to have them to come in and have the community get to know each of them and all the work that's being done at the police department.
Can we talk about your coffee program?
Coffee with a cop.
Coffee with a cop.
Yeah. So that was you know, I give the credit to Sergeant Joe LeBay and the bike team downtown. Mm-hmm. The four officers that are down there, and then Joe LeBay is the supervisor. And they came up with the idea, you know, that coming in as the new chief, one of the goals and objectives that we shared with staff was to, you know, be more involved in the community. How can we do that? Come up with some ideas. And so bringing back Coffee with a Cop, I mean, it's been around for a long time. And so they came up with that idea to start downtown with the downtown businesses and the groups. And we just finished up our second one, and it was really successful. People, very good reviews. People really liked it. You know, just something simple like that. But just getting to know your police officers and understanding that they're human. They're just people doing the job and being part of this community and making sure that this community is a good place to live and it's safe.
Okay, well, that's kind of like the bottom line here then. The CERT teams, every time we come in, every time one of your leadership team comes in, the CERT team gets addressed. Huge success.
Yeah, doing great work. You know, when you look back to when we implemented the CERT team, it was something that was new. Not many departments had been doing that, but what a great success we've had. You know, you look at having ununiformed people and unmarked police cars out contacting mental health crisis people and having success with that. You know, it was a little bit outside the box, but you know, great success, and all the credit goes to the people that are in those units, putting the right people in that position that are really passionate about that, which I believe the four that are in there are those people.
Well, you know, the fact that, first of all, your officers know the people that are out there having problems because they're constantly running into them. But then to have that de-confliction, de-escalation of what's going on.
Yeah, and they get pulled in so many different directions from the person that just might be in a crisis walking down the street that somebody calls in on that they go and talk to. And like you said, they know the majority of them. They're familiar to our crisis intervention team. And it's just developing that relationship and then trying to get them help. And so that takes a while. It takes a while to get that trust with those people and coming up with the solution for taking care of their mental health problems, whether that be, you know, there's just so many different areas that they can go into. And so that's where the mental health worker that's riding with them in the car really comes in for that expertise also. But yeah, they go into, you know, our large encampments that we have, and they go in ahead of time and try to get people to come in and go to housing and get help that's available to them ahead of time. I mean, going in and cleaning up camps and doing enforcement is the last thing that we want to do. So we want to get in there. If we can get them into housing and get them help and get them out of being in these encampments, that's a win. That's what we want. Because if we just do the herding cats and just push them from area to area, then that's not solving the problem. But if we get crisis intervention in there and a lot of our nonprofits that are out there and just continue to develop those relationships with these people and build some trust, and hopefully we can – you know, we're having success now with getting people into housing, and so that word's spreading amongst the homeless community that we have out there, and hopefully we continue to grow, and we drive around and we don't see homeless camps in the city. That'd be great.
Where are they being housed at, Chief?
Many different locations. So the pallet shelters are starting to come up. They have the couple pallet shelters that United Way just started. Uh-huh. Two of the churches are starting up. The Day Reporting Center and, mm-hmm. and the Mission's working on theirs right now. I'm drawing a blank. Who else is out there?
Are they going into hotels?
They are. Yep. They okay. are doing that. That is, and I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on the name. I will, I'll remember it as we continue.
That came up on one of our shows, but the city didn't know about that. It was coming in from someplace else. You know,
yeah, there's
maybe state funding or something.
Well, there is. You have, parole does house people that come out of prison in their reentry, which I think they have to do. We have to do something with them. If they get released from prison, you can't just throw them on the street if they don't have somewhere to go.
You're just asking for recidivism.
Yeah, so, and then they have them in a spot where they know where they can find them and keep track of them, too.
That's the other thing.
That's a good thing.
That's always good to know, knowing where the bad guys, well, the formerly bad guys were. I'm sure that they wouldn't ever do it again. We got
no boundaries is the that's oh, the no, big, no, that's no the boundaries. Big one. I'm okay. sorry. There's so many of them, so many different names out there, but that's no boundaries. They're doing great work, and really having some success on getting people into temporary housing, getting them the services that they need, and then getting them into long-term housing, which then benefits us as a police department and as a community, because people are off the street and we're not responding to those calls. We can go out and handle other things going on in the city.
Okay. We're here with Chief Brian Barner of the Reading Police Department, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy with that. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. You know, with the craziness in the insurance market and the financial world, you need an expert there. And Judy offers a free review and evaluation of your 401ks, your retirement plans, but also your insurance if you've lost your insurance. As many people have, because companies are pulling out. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer,
garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show. We're here with our Chief of Police, Chief Barner, and we've been talking about events like coming up, and like what happens? Do you gather in the morning with your team, Chief? And you know, we got cool April nights, which means you know thousands of people. Is there overtime? Do you bring on extra people? What goes on when you have to have this many? Like with the rodeo as well, all these people in town that converge.
Yeah, so springtime's a good time in the city of Reading with the Cool April Nights is a big one that's coming up here in a couple weeks, and then right after that, the Reading Rodeo. So, overtime is obviously we have to bring in additional staff. Our traffic unit runs all of our events, so they do all the planning and meet with the whoever's running the event. So it would be Reading Rodeo for the rodeo, and then the Cool April Nights board. And other city departments, so city streets and all the other Reading Fire and medical and getting our operation plan together. So that's putting together who's working, what they're doing, you know, intersections, traffic plans, all the stuff that goes with it. But the good thing with Cool April Nights and the Reading Rodeo is it's not new. We do it every year. And our traffic unit.
Your SOP must be 50 pages.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big one, especially Cool April Nights. Cool April Nights cruise is the car show is pretty easy, and the events during the week, you know, those are covered. But the car show on Friday night, that's a big one. When you're shutting down all of those streets over, you know, in that corridor of Hilltop and Churn Creek on Friday night at 5:30, it's a beast. But we bring in the city does bring in an outside traffic company that comes in and helps because we have to shut down freeway off ramps. And so you need to work with the state and Caltrans. And I mean, there's a lot to it. And you know, every year, knock on wood, it goes off well. And there's a few little hiccups, but I don't think many people really even realize with putting that many cars and that many people in one spot and everybody gets in and out. I mean, we're so spoiled in Reading. We complain because leaving Cool April Nights, it took me 10 minutes to get back to the freeway. And but I think we do a pretty good job getting people in and out of there.
After the rodeo, I hang around because I'm a member of the Rodeo Association, you know, 30 minutes or something like that. No more than that. And I just drive straight out.
Yeah.
After all those thousands of people are there, and I mean, I just drive straight out. I don't have to wait. And I think about that. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or less.
And everybody's out.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's morphed into the traffic plan that we have now. We do the same thing for getting everybody out after 4th of July. That's obviously a different beast because it's all the pedestrians coming out from the convention center area.
Yeah.
And then getting the cars out. Reading Rodeo is just getting the cars out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the streets, Reading City streets and our traffic unit and our cadets and our explorers, they get out there and they set up all the cones while everybody's enjoying the rodeo. And you come out and you get your lane and you're out of there. Some people get a little fired up because they might be in the wrong lane and they get sent into downtown and they might have to make a U-turn at SRMC and come back out the other way.
It might
way,
take them an extra 3 minutes.
Yeah, but like I said, we're spoiled here.
I've learned which lane to be in. Yeah. I hug that right lane coming out of the rodeo grounds and it just...
And you're gone.
Just
yeah.
Shoots me out on the 44.
Well, yeah. I think
it flows good.
When we talk about these events coming up, like Cool April Nights, because that brings in probably when we think about in Reading, the largest amount of people. The
correct.
Rodeo does too, but I mean, as far as people with their cars, when you think about the entire Civic Center area filled with cars, and then, I mean, all the car shows that are all over town that go on for a week, I said like a week or 10 days, that how many moving parts there are, and especially like you were talking about, to be able, we don't realize what happens. It's like putting on a show. You have no idea what goes on behind the scenes to get ready for that. All the moving parts, the communication, the being able to, do you guys communicate not just with walkie-talkies, but you know, you've got areas of people that you're communicating with. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
You know, the other thing that you said too, while Linda's recovering, is, there's not a lot of trouble in these events. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, yes, there's a coordination, but I mean like police problems.
Yeah. Yeah. There's you know, and most of the people that are at the events, they're in and when they're done, they're out of there, especially after the cruise. A little bit later in the evening when, you know, some of the people stay around, we have a few little problems, but we make sure to have enough people out there to show that, you know, if you're going to get out of line, that there's going to be officers all over the place there, and that's not the time or the place to do that.
Well, you know, I've been going to this rodeo a long time, and I've never seen any problems. I did see a couple guys that got into they were pushing, and I thought, oh, okay, finally, a fight at the rodeo. No, there were just like officers everywhere.
They swooped right in.
They were in there, and the guys looked around and said, okay, and, you know, everything just stopped, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are so efficient,
and that's good because there's, you know, everybody else watching that might be thinking of going down that road looks and goes, all right, not worth it.
Presence is it. People just don't understand how a present. Well, you do, of course.
Well,
but the presence of a uniformed officer or the car. A lot of times it's all.
But I'll tell you, the Reading Rodeo Association, the red shirts do a great job, and
we bring in
our officers
in
at the rodeo really. Unless something really bad happens that we jump in, the red shirts take care of it.
Yep.
They take care of the little squabbles that are happening, and so that our
security
don't
team's
have to.
Pretty good. Yeah, and the but anytime you have an event when you get 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 or more people, and you sell beer.
Yeah. Yep.
That, you know, and margaritas. But and things like that. Yeah.
But again, both events, great events for the city.
They are.
And our officers really enjoy working them. It's a good time to get out there and work. And
I know you got a lieutenant that volunteers out there a lot.
Oh, yes.
The one that arrested Linda. So, Renault.
Was it?
Yeah.
Renault. Tim's a big car guy. Ron Isley's a big car guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're here with Captain Brian Barner. And are you allergic to dogs?
No. Nope.
Okay. I just want to make sure because Linda is, but she hasn't been allergic to this dog.
No, no. And I just think there's stuff in the air.
The pollen.
And not only that,
pollen was all over the truck.
Our routine is so totally different. Yesterday we went up to the doggy park. We had another friend that had brought their dog over and their dander and they're running around. And it's just getting acclimated. That's all. And there is a lot of pollen, and I can taste it on my tongue right now, just walking in the back.
Yeah, you know? Springtime is here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And those little white, those trees are called with the big white blooms on them are all flying all over the place. So, yeah.
My car had a pollen coat
on
it.
Did it have a film on it?
It had a pollen coat on it.
Well, that's I can.
And you can see that on a red truck. You know, that's a pollen coat.
I have a black car and for work, and so I went and got it washed and drove. Drove down to the PD, and by the time I got there and got out, it was covered in pollen. So
really,
it's that time of year.
You appreciate outside, this because you're a hunter. We were up in Cedarville one time, and while we were sitting there, there were these trees that all of a sudden it was. I don't know if they were cedar tree hunting. If you remember, it was like a burst. I mean, like a cloud of pollen.
Yes, I've seen that.
And then you've seen it.
Yes,
and then the three trees. They're the same trees right beside it. They all blew.
They mirrored it.
They just did it. Four or five of them in a row. And it was like, I've never seen anything like that. I didn't know if you'd seen it.
Yes, I've seen that.
And then, so what you do, you hope, you pray that the wind blows in a different direction.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say about these guys that I haven't said before, except it's the best haircuts I've ever had. And I've been going there for 17 years. Yeah, you know, it's a veteran-owned business. They've been there since 1960. Not in that spot, but the business started in 1960, and I think they've been there since, 69 or 70. Tim and Logan are just great guys. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a friendly place. I go by an appointment. I make appointments at, I give them a call at 530-244-9478 so it works in my schedule. Or you can just drop by if they've got an opening there. They're more than happy to give you a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. Tell me.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today?
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day.
Oh, you know what? You pick out great songs. Welcome back to our, what is it, Wednesday edition. It's hump day here on 8:35 in the morning on the 3rd of April. How are you today? Looks like we're going to have interesting weather in front of us today. And this weekend we have showers that are likely. I love how they say showers likely. We could have a chance of thunderstorms tonight. We could have gusts up to 18 miles per hour. But if you look outside right now, beautiful weather. And
the Chico Hayrun is still on.
It looks like it's going to be 65 and overnight lows of 39 today. So be ready for all of the variations of our weather forecast.
They change all the time. It's like the weather. You know, there's two groups of people that don't have to be right, but you still get paid. Weathermen and weatherwomen. And radio talk show host.
Yep.
And we're wrong a lot. What are we looking at here in the next few months? We're here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. What are we looking forward to here, Chief, in the next 6 months? Because you've been doing a lot of innovative things, obviously. I mean, you came up through the ranks. You've been here for a long time, even though you still look like you're a rookie. You've done a lot of different things. What can we look forward to here in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, this week's an exciting week. Thursday, tomorrow night, is our first session of our new Citizens Academy. So that's I know we've come on the show and talked about that. So we have 21, 21 citizens going through. So it'll be fun. That's a 9-week program. And I know, Carl and Linda, you're going to go in the fall session. We have you, slated in.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe not together. Maybe we should split you guys up.
Especially
during the forced options part of it.
For us, you know, with the, it's on Thursdays. And with the rodeo coming up, that's when we have our meetings and all those things. And I wouldn't be, you know, I don't want to miss any of the sessions. So in the, so the fall works out for us.
Yeah, and and more to come. We'll continue to do those, and you know, we'll get feedback from this first class and see what works. Maybe Thursdays don't work, and we move to a different day during the week. Maybe one of the sessions we do on a weekend because that's better for a group that goes through. But yeah, so we'll continue to do those. So looking forward to getting that up and running. Tim Renault is in admin, and so he's heading up that project, that kind of vision of the leadership team to do a citizen academy. We're in the process of revamping our neighborhood watch program right now. So from COVID, we got away from the meetings and the block captain meetings and those sorts of things, and so that's been something that's kind of been the noise that I've heard amongst the community is, you know, people like that. They like that neighborhood watch. They like the coffee with the cop. So we're going to get neighborhood watch back up and running. If you're listening out there and you're a block captain, or if you want to be a block captain and organize neighborhood watch within your neighborhood, reach out to the police department. We'll be putting out a social media post probably today or tomorrow, asking for people that are interested in being block captains to come forward. So, and then we'll follow up with, in August, that's National Night Out. So we will go out, the block captains in the neighborhood set up little barbecues that night, and city staff and the police department, the fire department all come out and visit those. And just a good event to get out and see the community members that are out there.
Well, I've not heard of the August. I like the idea. So different people throw barbecues in their backyard, and you guys make the rounds. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, yeah. So it's a national event. We moved away from it for a little bit just because it was so hot. And so we started doing kind of our own thing in October, and we're going to go back to the everybody knows, everybody's heard of National Night Out, and so we're going to do it on the actual day. I think it's August 6th or 7th is the date. And it's in the evening, and it's going to be a little warm, but we'll suck it up and get out there and have a good barbecue.
You know, the thing about it is on our street, once they put the new lights in and all that, I would swear that we, you know, it just seemed like the people that you would see out there would just disappeared. But they're still out there. We just heard a story the other day, you know, nighttime, late in the evening and all that. All of a sudden, there's somebody walking by, checking cars.
Yep.
And, but somebody goes out not to confront them, but to kind of help you. And that, you know, they just scurry away then, like a cockroach. But still, they're out there. So, you know, keep your doors locked on your cars.
Yeah, outside. Absolutely. And knowing your neighbors and, you know, going to those events through the National Night Out and those events that they have, and just being there from the police department view, but seeing the neighbors all talking and meeting each other, that's a good thing. And, and knowing who your neighbors are, know who's supposed to be in that neighborhood, and communicating with each other, and looking out for each other when, you know, if I'm out of town and I want my neighbor to watch my house and call the police department if they see something going on. But, the police department can't be everywhere. So, you know, the community, and we need to look out for each other.
Well, we have that in our neighborhood. It's our little mini watch around us. People, when they're leaving, they tell us, so we can keep an eye on their house, and we do the same thing for that if they hear the alarm going off. Because we do. We believe in the alarms and security systems in the house and security lights coming on, motion, because you want to do anything to give somebody pause before they do anything.
Well, we have neighbors, brand new neighbors that moved in across the street. Great. They were brought here. One is...
He works for Cal Fire.
Yeah, working for the... Yeah. And they were just in the house 2 days. They forgot to lock their car. And what we experience up and down our street is that I think that people just automatically, that's their thing. They'll go up and down the street. If your car is open, something's going to... And they said, it was our fault. Isn't that terrible that we have to think it's our fault because we didn't lock the car?
The car wasn't...
But with the two times we've had
our
cars broken into, it's because we had the doors open. So you know that that's the easy target.
Yeah, and it is sad that we're to that point, but yeah. You know, we're not a small city anymore. We're a mid-sized city with mid-sized city problems, and you do need to. You can't leave your laptop sitting on your on the front seat. You know, we get calls of people downtown that they'll leave electronics in their car and somebody break their window and take off with them. But that's just, you know, the city our size, unfortunately. And you know, a lot of property crimes that are out there in good California and the California laws, just you know, they're the decriminalization of property crimes and nonviolent crimes. People don't get held responsible for doing those sorts of things. So yeah, it's unfortunate, but yeah, lock your cars, don't leave stuff, don't leave valuables in there.
Exactly.
Be smart.
Just a reminder.
If you go to the River Trail, don't leave
purse.
Don't leave your purse on the front seat. Mm-hmm. Put it in the trunk, hide it, don't bring it, leave it at home, those sorts of things. Yeah, so some other things, you know, one other thing that we're working on is that we would like to get going is citizen patrol for the River Trail and our trail systems. We have so many trails in the city, and getting you know, getting some citizens to work with our bike team and our special services unit, our special units, and get out there and be the eyes and ears of the police department and
ride
our trails.
Would you get like a radio or just use your cell phone?
Yeah, everybody has a cell phone now. And,
yeah.
And you know, so our team went out and you get service everywhere on the River Trail.
Okay.
And so
so it would be like me walking Buford down the trail.
Yeah. 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 And or riding a bike, or, you know,
yeah.
So many people use our trail system, and, you know, we want people to feel safe when they're down there.
Are we having incidents on the trail, Chief?
No. The trail is very safe. Every once in a while, we'll have something that comes up. I will talk to, you know, people in the community that say that they've seen some issues. But what I've heard is a lot of positive comments about, you know, maybe there was a camp on the trail that they saw, and they came back the next day and it was gone. Because our community is learning. Get on the police department website, go to the reported app, and let us know when there's graffiti, when there's a camp. We will go clean it up. Usually within a day or two, our crew will be out there and they'll clean it up and it'll be gone.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here with Chief Brian Barner, Reading Police Department, and a lot of positive things happening. We'll be right back.
Cindy at Lox Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful base light pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220, or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party
with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our last segment here for Wednesday, April the 3rd, 8:50 in the morning. It's we can't tell what kind of day it's going to be. I've got, you know, it says it's going to be raining maybe, but, it, you know.
Showers likely.
Showers likely. Okay. But next week, it's going to be, it starts off sunny and hot, 77 degrees.
Well.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner, and there's been there's a couple of homicides in our city. Now, I'm not springing this on. We talked about it during the break.
Yeah.
Now, one of them was inside a house, and And would you mind just telling us about both of them and results of these things?
Yeah, it was my hat's off to our detective division. They had a busy about 10 to 14 days of two homicide cases, really a whodunit on both of them and having people in custody within, I think, 2 days. They both were in custody. Yeah. So pretty impressive work. And, you know, as a police chief, they do their briefings in the morning and after these incidents happen and go over the details of that. And just listening to the work that's being done, the technology that's out there that our detectives use to solve these crimes, it's just amazing to see. And it's all hands on deck. It, you know, whether... it's in the middle of the night, it's on the weekend. Both of those cases, our entire detective division came in and they were working 20 hours. They'd go home and sleep for a couple hours and they'd be back. And they work really hard when these major cases happen, and they're very successful in getting people in custody. So the one was a shooting that happened in a house, and it was kind of putting those pieces together. And ultimately, they were able to identify the people that were in that house, and were able to identify through interviews and different things who the shooter was. And were able to get that person in custody. They had fled the area. They'd gone south of here, and our detectives worked with other agencies, and then we got them back up here to Reading, and they went in and did interviews, and were able to do their work. So, not too many details, because obviously I don't want to. Just because of the cases. Sure. The second one was
That's the one that kind of bothered me, because the newspaper report said it was a targeted type thing, and I thought I don't know anything about it, and I know you're not going to be able to speak about it, but the way that it was written up was, that somebody had picked this guy out. So anyway.
Yeah. So
that's why it kind of bothered me about that.
Yeah, and that's, and it's tough, because if you don't feed the media beast, they'll come up with a story.
Yeah.
But in these cases, we can't tip our hat to which way we're going. Yeah. And so, it's just know as a community that our detectives and our specialty units are coming in. Neighborhood police unit, the bike team came in, and they were working with detectives. It's definitely all hands on deck. Other agencies are calling. Sheriff Johnson's reaching out to me. Anderson Police Department's reaching out. Hey, do you guys need help? I've got people that they can send. So it's pretty neat to see all of our agencies work together on these big incidents.
And for people that I don't even think this has been announced, is that second shooting, you've got somebody arrested for it already.
Yeah, we do. That was an interesting one, too, because the victim was found right in the middle of Hartnell and Cypress, and had been shot twice. But again, our detectives were able to, the video that we were able to pull from the businesses around that area. We had a couple witnesses that were in the area, transients that were in the area that were able to, homeless people that were able. We talk about the relationship with crisis intervention, and if we don't treat our homeless people right and as police officers, and they're not going to talk to us, but because we have good relationships with these people and we treat them right, treat them with dignity when we're out there working with them, they become great witnesses for us.
They're everywhere.
In the middle of the night when we have a shooting and somebody gets killed, our best witness was a homeless person that witnessed the whole shooting. Just crazy details with that one. So, the victim's car, he had showed up to the area. It fled. Our officers within minutes found that car and got in a pursuit with that vehicle. A high speed pursuit, obviously at the time it's a homicide suspect that's in that victim's vehicle.
Sure.
And so they used legal intervention and, pushed that vehicle off the road, and there was a collision, and took him into custody, and he was not the suspect. He was with the victim and jumped in the car and took off because he freaked out, as anybody would if you're out there getting a little squabble with somebody and the guy that you're with just gets shot twice and goes down. So he took off and then just made bad decisions when the cops got behind him and got in a pursuit. So that kind of put us off on the going the wrong direction for a little bit on the investigation, but they were quickly able to identify some suspects, and we have a suspect in custody. It's a juvenile, so there's not a whole bunch of information that's being put out about that.
But, a juvenile.
But we do have somebody in custody. Had the suspect in custody, I think, within less than 48 hours.
Yeah.
So great work.
I had not seen that. Yeah, great work, Chief, and your people. I had not seen that somebody had been arrested.
Yeah, and like I said, it's pretty neat as a chief to be, home on the weekend. You're all of your specialty units, your detectives are in working, 20 hours, 24 hours straight through on these cases. And, you're getting updates from the captain, and they're out doing surveillance, and next thing they have suspect in custody, and you know, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's always cool when your guys do it. They go above and beyond.
Yeah,
and then achieve something.
And then during that time, we have that case going on. One of our female detectives, she's working a sex crime case with, and she has a suspect in detectives, and you know, we're working this homicide case, whodunit, and she's still working her cases and getting her suspect in and getting DNA evidence and making an arrest on another great case that, you know, flies under the radar because all this other stuff's going,
yeah.
You know, but just because these big major cases are happening, everything else, we can't push stop or pause, with everything else going on in the city. We have to continue to take calls for service and continue to work all our other cases while these are going on. So
yeah.
It's pretty neat to sit back and watch. Pretty impressive.
Well, I'm really glad. You know, there was that when last month when your captain was on, this arc would come out saying that Reading was the third most dangerous city.
Oh, man.
And they had all these facts and figures, and yeah. He's looking at me, and he's looking stuff up, and he goes, These are absolute. These are lies.
These are not true.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about
AI.
That.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about it.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, nobody wants to see that, you know, out there. And it was
about their beloved city.
Yeah, and it was absolutely untrue.
Yeah, totally untrue.
The whole
untrue.
Article. But people will read that. And think, you know, like, oh, look at, you know, 800% increase in homicides.
We had 22 homicides. We had two.
I know.
Two in the year.
Yeah.
But, you know, in their AI-generated articles.
That's what he said. And then, because AI makes it sound so real, but they make up things.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway.
They know how to get people to click on it. So just, and if listeners out there and you have questions about the crime, go look at our website. We have our crime stats on our website that you can go and look at.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
It's always
so
informative, and we love the fact that you come on once a month and, again, just sharing, like, bringing our listeners up to date about what's going on. Again, you know, thank your men in uniform, men and women in uniform, especially when we think about these large events and how much work that they go into and the care and the consideration of what they do for our community to keep it safe. It's all a work in progress, always a work in progress. So be grateful for what we have.
And find out how you can help. We're talking about a citizen's patrol on the river trails. I mean, if you're on the river trail anyway, why not become a member of that? The program that starts tomorrow night. About learning about our police department.
Yeah, Citizen Academy, and everything's on the website. If it's not on there, just click the chief of police email, and it'll come to me, and I'll get it to the right person to answer that question or what you're looking into.
Well, thanks so much, Chief Barner. And as Linda said, please pass on to your men and women how much they're appreciated.
And that's the great thing about this community, every time you go to coffee, you're at lunch, our officers, for me, I always have people come up and thank us for our service, and that means a lot. So continue to do that as a community.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Wave with all your fingers, my friends.
And thank you, Ben.